My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin wants to fly a kite, and his scammer Belinda does not. Do they fly a kite? Listen and find out.
So now that you know how I feel and that I do know you better than I thought, I want to have some fun. She goes, what kind of fun is that?
Really? Take off your top.
She goes, what kind of fun is that? I go, let's cyber fly a kite.
That's hot.
And then I go, or more adult activities.
While drinking shots.
That's cyber. Oh my God, that's fun. That's awesome. That's fun.
She goes, how can we cyber fly a kite?
Yeah.
Yes. I got the best scammer in the world.
Unbelievable.
I go, seriously? Belinda, with you, I'm going to need 20 women on the side. You make my balls bluer than a frozen Smurf village.
Okay.
It's like a blueberry snow cone over here.
Same shape. She goes, LOL, I was just kidding with you. You are no fun. Buzzkill Davin. Boo.
What?
Because I call her Buzzkill Belinda, and I booed her.
Okay, because I'm like, when did she learn how to say
that? Because I've said that to her when she's killed Sexy Talk.
I got
management again.
Management's back.
I go, LOL, too late. My kite is flying high, and the tail is whipping in the wind. It is a clear blue sky. Such a beautiful day for kite flying. If you want a different type of fun, you'll have to get me in the mood. She go, okay, if you want to fly kite, then let's fly kites.
Oh, Lord.
I go, humbug! Romance me, woman!
Really?
She goes, don't you want to fly kites anymore?
No, stupid.
I want to win.
Like Ben Franklin.
I want to run something up this flagpole, damn you.
I go, nope. I see a hottie on the hill who's giving me a look like she wants to have fun. Maybe I'll just go over there. She goes, really? I go, yep. The girl that I love does not want me like I want her, so I will go where I am wanted. She goes, it's not that, hun. I'm just not in the mood.
Oh, boy.
I go, okay. She goes, does that upset you? I go, how am I supposed to answer that? She goes, well, tell me if it upsets you. I go, this is hard. I'm supposed to be faithful to you. Yes, I know what I'm doing.
This is hard.
I'm supposed to be faithful to you. I love you, so I want to be faithful to you. All we have is our imagination to be with each other, and you do not like that type of stuff. It is just frustrating. Either you do not like this type of thing, or you do not like it with me.
Mm.
She goes, it's not that. I just had a stressful day, and I'm very tired. Promise to make it up to you. Well, if this was done right, your stress would be relieved. So what happened that was so stressful? Church took longer than usual.
Oh, that kills me.
Like Joe Curry on Easter.
Yeah, church is definitely a mood killer.
After that, we had to go to a funeral because one of the church members' relatives died.
Wait a minute. Didn't this happen the other time, too?
I go, I'm sorry. There was a lot of death in your life.
Yeah, really. There was somebody else who died last week's episode. By the way, Trevor Tom says, great, Belinda is an iron box. Cold shower, anyone?
All right, Lot Lizard, climb on in.
he's not going to have, what did you say, a Smurf what?
A frozen Smurf. My balls are going to be bluer than a frozen
Smurf.
Transfer, please.
Boy, Paige. She goes, yeah, but this one is in church. I go, does that make it better or worse? She goes, well, don't know about that, but I'm not connected to the person. I go, well, that is good at least. So why was this very stressful for you? She goes, had to move from church to the funeral, come home a couple hours ago. I go, oh, sorry. At least you found me, though.
It's called going to a wake and a funeral.
It's stressful.
I think Trucker Tom has a really good memory. He goes, yeah, Rita's relative died last time.
He's replaying this shit time and time again. There's a lot of miles.
He's got notes.
I'm glad somebody does. Tom's hired. At least somebody does some show prep. That's what I'm saying, Joe.
Tom, can you run the board for us, too?
Seriously. She goes, yeah, I did, and I'm happy that she found me. Okay, good. Still, you should have let me release some stress for you. She goes, I know, and will very soon. Oh, no, you are wrong, my dear. You will release my stress. I'm going to see what beautiful Brit Melinda brings to the table.
Yeah.
She goes, really? I go, yes, really. Got a problem with that? She goes, nope.
Okay.
I go, I look forward to seeing what you come up with. She goes, right now? I go, no, you said you were not in the mood. She goes, yeah. Oh, when I am ready. Well, I might be dead when that happens, so I guess just put it in the coffin with me. I'm a dick, even fake me. She goes, okay, if you say so. I go, you stink.
Really?
I go, I am so going to cyber drug you. Better not leave your cyber drink unattended. She goes, okay.
I know.
She goes, okay, I won't. Good tip for me. I go, just trying to help. So when a guy is with you in person, how long do they usually have to wait until things start moving forward physically? She goes, well, that depends. If I like the guy and also see he's committed to the relationship, I go, so if that is the case, how long? Don't really know. I guess when the feeling is mutual, things will take their natural course.
Well, how long is that?
I know.
Makes me think she's really a woman.
Yeah, really.
We're beating around her bush. Much like Anne Frank.
No, you can't even get close to this one's bush.
You know what? You might have a point there where she might be a woman. If it was a guy, how much booze you got?
you buying?
Yeah, really.
How many people have you slept with? I go, why these questions? I go, just curious.
She wants your number.
She goes, don't feel comfortable with that. I go, okay, I kind of felt we were at the point in the relationship where we could talk openly about everything. Sorry, my bad. She goes, it's not that. I'm just tired and my head is spinning. I think I need some rest. Okay, is it something we can talk about when you are feeling better? She goes, okay. I go, we should learn everything about each other, right? She goes, yeah, that's right. Hun, I need some sleep. Let's continue tomorrow, okay? I go, sure, babe, whatever you need. Thank you for understanding. See you. Good night. Good night, hun. Hope you wake up refreshed in the morning. She goes, okay, love you, bye. I go, love you more. And that was the 20th. All right, kids. Where are we? Are we in Scammerville? Are we in Scammer, but it's a femaleville? Are we having a relationship? What do my guys think?
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.